You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hello, everyone. We just want to welcome you all to our Sunday worship service. This is our continuous online worship service, and we are so grateful to God for His grace in our lives. So lahat po nandito ngayon, watching and tuning in, viewing this online worship service, a pleasant Sunday to all of us. My name is Mark Constantino. I'm one of the pastors here in Victory Metro East, and greeting you a very pleasant Sunday. Okay, before we get started, I'd like to first thank and really honor those men who preached to us last Sunday. It was Bishop Ferdy Kabiling in the afternoon and Dr. June Escosar, our international leader, all right, overseeing our work in Central America and part of our leadership team in Asia. You know, these two men are the ones that God used for me to know Christ, for me to be established in faith, for me to be discipled, and yet I'll never be here as a leader, as a pastor, as a church planter, an evangelist without these two men that the Lord has given me. And so I just want to honor them today. Pastor June Escosar was the one who preached to me the gospel during the time I was in UST, you know. He was the one who asked me to join the staff force, being in full-time ministry during the time that we got this whole crowded graduation ball in U-Belt. Right after that, he spoke to me about being in full-time, and I'm so grateful for him. I've been with June Escosar with some of his travels here in the Philippines, and later on asked me to lead a team that plant a church in Cabanatuan. So, grabe, empowering talaga yung mga leaders natin. Imagine, 22, 23 years old pa lang po ako noon. I was already tasked to lead a team and plant a church in our Cabanatuan where Pastor Noel Ojerio pastored that church. So, grateful po ako kay Pastor June. Ganun din po si Bishop Ferdy. Bishop Ferdy, he would ask me to go with him all his evangelistic endeavors in the campuses. Pupunta kami niyan sa TAF, pupunta kami sa Intramuros, pupunta kami sa mga different campuses, sa Letran, Mapua. Talagang dun po ako nasanay mag-preach ng gospel. It's more caught than taught. And I'm grateful to Pastor Ferdy for even asking me to be part of our church in Ortigas, and eventually asked me to start a church here in Victory Metro East. So Pastor Ferdy and Pastor June, I'm forever grateful. I'm glad for your leadership, and I'm blessed to have you in my life. Ayan. Okay, so they talk about last Sunday, the whole of chapter 3 of the book of Romans, as we continue on sa Gospel Explained po natin, which we promised to you on the onset of the year 2020 that we're going to present to you the full counsel and God's Word of the book of Romans. So mag-uumpisa po tayo ulit, alright? Inumpisahan nila last Sunday. Iko-continue po natin. And this time, we're going to read to you, it's actually the whole chapter 4 of the book of Romans, but I'd just like to read to you two verses, and then we're going to expound on the whole chapter 4 of the book of Romans. Here's what it says. Romans chapter 4, verses 16 to 17. Verse 16 says, "That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, 'I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist.'" This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that once again we could hear your word. And Lord, I know, come to my own strength, I cannot do this, Lord. But we need the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will be the one to enlighten us, to give us revelation of who you are. And Lord, even in the midst of our situation in this crisis, Lord, I thank you that you are at work and may be able to know you, Lord, in a greater, in a deeper way, knowing that you are God who is faithful to keep your promises. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask that you bless the preaching of your word and bless every hearts, those viewers who's part of this online worship service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm sure that we all have our stories of God's goodness, that we encounter God based on his gospel, that somebody cared to preach to us the gospel, or probably you were invited in a victory group, or you were invited in a church service that dramatically changed our view of God, that caused us to humble ourselves and gave our lives to Christ. Alam niyo po, being part of our nation here in the Philippines, where we grew up very religious, I'm sure majority of us, mga 99.1%, siguro may ganun pong number na lahat po tayo, we were able to raised in a religious homes, and all we think of is all about pleasing God in terms of good works, in terms of our religious rituals, yung mga sacraments, yung mga beliefs po na was imparted to us. And I myself is a product of one. My name is Mark Anthony, where my parents gave me a name from this saint, as they call it, whose birthday was June 13. Si Saint Anthony po yung monk na pinoprocession po namin yon, dahil meron po kaming malaking imahen sa Lokban, Quezon. Naka-station lang po yun doon. At yung mga deboto po nandun doon pumupunta. And I would remember every year, we will always go there and be part of that celebration in Lokban, Quezon. And I was named after that saint. My mom is very religious. She's a president of this very religious organization. My brother is supposed to become a priest, but 2 days before the ordination, for some reason, he went out. I have Monsignor relatives who's part of this church and part of this religious organization. In other words, we were raised a very religious, probably just like you. And all we could think of for us to please God is to do religious work. Here's what the Word of God says. Based on verse 3 of the book of Romans, ito po sinasabi ng Bible. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Verse 4, now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him, who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. This is a game changer, a different kind of understanding about our relationship with God to be counted as righteousness. On the basis of works, there is no way a person can be justified or can be saved based on his work, but only credited as righteousness on the basis of faith. Just like Abraham, since he has that faith in God, guess what? He was credited and counted as righteousness. And so that said, it is important for us to give this point as that God himself justifies the ungodly and counted them righteous by faith. There is no way a person will be counted as righteous based on his works or his adherence to the law. We became the righteousness of God by faith, as simple as that. I remember when I was sharing this to one of my relatives, and I shared the way for us to be saved and to be right with God is to put our trust in what God has done for us through Christ. And you know what this person said? Ay, yabang naman, ganun kadali, parang minamaliit natin, minamaliit nyo yung faith natin. And I would just begin, I began to think of that statement, minamaliit ang yabang natin, pero hindi ba mas mayabang yung we are trusting in our own efforts to be counted as righteousness in order for us to be saved, rather than trusting God to what He did for us when He sacrificed His Son, that everything that His Son does is based on our righteousness, that we don't have to suffer and sacrifice because of what Jesus did. And that's basically what verse 23 says. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, referring to Abraham, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised our justification. And so looking at this scripture, it's all into what Christ Jesus has done for us when he was raised from the dead for our justification. We cannot be justified by our own works. We cannot be justified by our own following the law. It was the law who presented to us that we are sinners. It was the law who opened our eyes for us to realize that we are totally ungodly. Whether you're religious or you don't believe in God, we are all rebellious and we are all ungodly. But the Lord has a promise of salvation and righteousness based on the finished work of Christ. And it's all done by faith in Christ alone. That is why the scripture says on the onset of the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 1, we can all find that the righteousness of God is revealed by faith to faith, and the righteous will live by faith. So here's the bottom line as we talk about the promise of God. We will never understand the promise of God if we don't have the faith. We will never understand the promise of God if we don't have the faith that counted us right in Christ. It all started with having that faith on the finished work of Christ. Just like Abraham, wala pa nga si Christ noon, pero by faith, he was counted as righteousness. Not by his own good works, but by the goodness and the graciousness of God. And the amazing fact is, even David received this revelation that the forgiveness of sins and being right with God is based on what God, who God is, and not because of his righteous deeds. Again, we will never understand the promise of God unless we have this faith that counted us righteous in what Christ did for us. Again, just in verse 13, here's what it says: for the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs. Faith is null and the promise is void. Verse 15 says, for the law brings wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now we could look at here, and we could see, and based on the scripture, that it's not the adherents of the law that we receive the promise. Or else, all right, faith is null and the promise is void. We will never achieve receiving the promise, or the promise will be fulfilled based on the adherence or obeying the law. But it is the law who showed us like a mirror of who we are as sinners. And the law is the one who leads us to Christ and to God. But it is not based on works and the adherence of the law that we could receive the promise. In fact, we would say that based on God's promise to Abraham are inherited and guaranteed to those who by faith became an offspring and an heir. It is never based on the adherence of the law that the promise is received. I want to say that again. Because in verse 13, the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be an heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Kaya nga po, nag-start based on our faith journey when we became righteous because of our faith and what Christ has done for us. Doon po nag-start. And now, it made sense of the promise of God that ito pala yung plano mo, Lord. It doesn't end up with the saving faith, but with the faith to continue on walking so that I would know the promise and I would receive the promise of God in what you said to Abraham. So we all became what? An offspring and an heir to the promise that is rest on grace through faith. That is why all of us, we have become the children of the promise. We're not just here as children who we call saved because of the finished work of Christ, but we have become the guarantor, an heir of the promise given to Abraham by faith. In other words, kung ano pong sinabi ni Lord kay Abraham, tayo po yung fulfillment at hindi po nagtatapos sa atin. Patuloy po itong nagaganap. Kaya nga, grabe yung sinabi ni Lord. Grabe talaga si Lord, sobrang faithful si God na it continues on from generation after generation. We become an offspring, Abraham's seed, Abraham's sons. At the same time, we become an heir. Verse 16 says, that is why it depends on faith. Everybody say faith. That's right. It depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to his offspring, as mentioned, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, it mentions about the word faith. Do you realize just in this chapter alone, the word faith was mentioned 16 times, and the word believe was mentioned 5 times. A total of 21 times. So, just as this chapter alone, it emphasized something about faith that we need to understand and we need to hold on. This is so important. In verse 12, to those who walk in the footsteps of faith. And so we who are the promise, who are the children of the promise, in order for us to continue with living in this promise, we got to continue on walking in the footsteps of faith. In verse 13, says his offspring become an heir through the righteousness of faith. And it is important that all of us have become an offspring and an heir, that we receive and inherit the promise guaranteed because of faith. And that's why I want to encourage you. Even at this moment, I want to remind you of the faith promise to Abraham's time, that it was also given to David, and yet generations after to the Gentiles and even to our time today, that we have become guarantors and an heir of the promise by faith. Now, let's talk about the promise. Let's talk and emphasize this faith. In verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations in the presence of God, of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Third point is, God and his promise is the anchor and foundation of our faith. God and his promise is the anchor and foundation of our faith. 16 times the word faith was mentioned. 5 times the word believe was mentioned. Because God wanted his children to live by faith and not by sight. God wanted his own people, his church, from start to finish, that we will live by faith and not by sight. It's not based on our feelings. It's not based on the circumstance of the situation. It's not based on what we look around us. But it's based on who God is. And his written word, the promise given to us. Now let's check it out. What was the basis of Abraham's faith? Number one, it speaks of the promise of God. Sabi po sa kanya, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in verse 17 says. What made him strong in his faith was there was a promise given to him. God says, I have made you the father of many nations. It's already a done deal. I've made you a father of many nations. Hindi lang isang ama ko, hindi, father of many. Not only the father of many families or father of many barangays or a certain city, father of many nations. That was the promise. And that's the basis of his faith. And the same goes with us. Whatever the promise God has given us in his word, that is the anchor and the foundation of our faith. Second, the basis of his faith is based on who God is to him. The same verse, in verse 17, a second part, here's what it says, the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Wow. This revelation of Abraham caused him to believe God and his promise till the end. In other words, he went back to where it all started, to the creation, believing God, that God can give life to those who are dead and call into existence the things that do not exist. There's this term called ex nihilo. It means out of nothing. God created things out of nothing. He was able to produce. He was able to do miraculously based on his power. Him being omnipotent God with all the power that God has created the world, the whole universe for us. And I want you to understand the same way with Abraham, who believed God, that God, based on his faith, could give life to the dead. And at the same time, this God can bring into existence the things that do not exist. What a revelation. Our revelation of our God, or our revelation of who God is, deepens and strengthens our faith. Our revelation of who God deepens and strengthens our faith. How do you know God in your life? How do you know God today in this pandemic? Are you being shaken in your faith? Well, the Lord reminds you. It depends on how you walk with God and how you know Him. Because the revelation of who God is deepens and strengthens our faith. His word and his promise brings hope in whatever circumstance we all face and the testing that we will all be facing. With that word and with his revelation of who God is, God has to test the faith of Abraham. The same goes with us. I believe as we walk in the so-called walk of faith, the Lord wants us to be tested in our own faith. Whether you will trust God fully or whether you will let go of His promise, or will you hold on to His promise no matter what the odds is, our faith will be tested, and so is the promise of God in our lives. And I want to let you know, actually what's happening today around us is a test of our faith, is a test of the promise of God in our lives, whether you will trust God fully or you will let go of Him, or you will hold on to God and His word in our lives. Our faith will be tested, and so is the promise of God. Let's check this out in Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Here's what Abraham experienced. Verse 18, in hope he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. As he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Wow! Abraham faced the facts, but never lose faith in the promise of God. His faith was tested. Abraham has to face the facts. He considered the facts that his body was as good as dead because he was 100 years of age, and his wife Sarah was even barren and was also 100 years of age. You know, it's important to know the facts, but we don't rely on the facts. We need the facts in order for us to compare the facts with the truth based on God's word. And so, in this time of pandemic, there are so many facts that we need to consider, right? But that's not the end of this, because facts are there to make us aware of things that's happening around us, but it is not the basis of how we live our lives. So with Abraham, how could it be possible for him to be a father? Tapos hindi lang father of many nations pa, di ba? Pero how can that be? Tatay lang, parang Lord, imposible yata yun. Lord, 100 years na ako. The fact remains that it's too old for him to have a child. It's too old for them, all right, to bear fruit and bear offspring. It's too weak for them to have a baby. They passed the stage for being potent. And the fact is, his wife is barren. How could that be? You know, it's important for us to know the facts so that we will trust God fully based on his promise. And so what happened here is, Abraham did not weaken his faith based on the promise of God. He never lost faith on the promise of God. I have a question for you to ask. Will you still trust God and his promise with the overwhelming facts that we all face? May mga facts tayo na we have to face today. Ano po ba yung facts? We are in a pandemic. Diba? And talaga naman pati gobyerno, lahat po pinagbabawal lumabas. Lalo na mga seniors, lalo na mga youth. Na we have to stay at home, and that's the fact that we need to take care of ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. But to those of you who needs to go out and work and part of the workforce, yung mga frontline po natin, based on the facts that we are all facing, I want to ask you a question. Can we still trust God, that God is the one who will protect us? Can you trust God fully that in spite of the pandemic, that God can actually protect you? Will you trust God that God will shield you? Can you trust God that God will be the one to personally protect you? Yes, we have to wear masks and shields and protective gears. But can you trust God based on who He is? May pandemic, apektado po yung mga nagtatrabaho. Ang dami pong nare-retrench. Marami po nawawala ng trabaho. Maybe you are in that situation. Maybe there's a shift in your career. But would you trust God still? That in spite of the retrenchment, na there's a reducing of the workforce in many companies, talaga nagka-cut sila, yung iba ho nagsasara na. Can we still believe God that God will provide a job for you? Will you let go of His promise? Or just like Abraham, he faced the facts, and yet he never lose sight of God's promise. Maybe you're sick. Maybe it's risky to go to hospitals. Can you trust God and not worry? And not be anxious na, sino yung hospital na tatanggap sa akin? Sa totoo lang, two weeks ago, I was watching the news where itong nanganak po, yung buntes manganak na, may nag-reject po sa kanya. 6 hospitals yata. And then on the 7th, she was able to find a hospital to really take care of her, and dun ho siya, you know, pinanganak yung kanyang mga, yung anak niya, no? So, iniisip ko lang, that lady, I don't know if that person is a follower of Christ, but God's goodness and grace abounds. Can we still trust God even if the government is having a hard time coping with the situation? Can we still trust God if the church is not perfect? We are imperfect people, but we adhere based on the promises of God. And I hope you'll still stick no matter what, that you'll still be faithful, pursuing God's call and trusting the church that God has for you. Why all this? Because his foundation, Abraham's foundation of faith, is based on who God is and the promise of God in his life. It is not based on the government. It is not based on his salary. It's not based on his bank account. It is based on who God is and the promise of God in his life. And I hope he will learn from that. In verse 20, here's what it says. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. You know, Abraham's faith was constantly growing because he trusted who his God is, the promise giver. That's why we could say Abraham's faith was constantly growing, giving glory to God, the promise giver. His faith was growing. His faith was continuously growing, being strengthened, and because of that, he gave God the glory because he was trusting God, who is the promise giver. He did not waver. He did not waver of any unbelief and doubt concerning the promise of God because he knew who his God is. He knew who his God is. What's the basis of his faith? The promise of God. Who God is. The God who gives life to the dead and calls to existence the things that do not exist. Ganun po yung kanyang pananampalataya. And because of that, hindi po siya nayanig. His faith is unwavering. Why? Because of the promise of God. Guys, the promise of God was fulfilled 25 years after. And he was old. The wife was barren. And even during the time of this waiting period, before the promise fulfilled, he was giving glory to God as his promise giver. When I was reading this, you know, it blows my mind away, giving glory to God. Diba, pag nagpipraise tayo kay God, nagigive glory to God tayo, pag yung mga na-receive natin based on our, diba, your faith goals natin, pag pinag-pray natin, tapos may answered prayers, we give God the glory and praise. God, thank you talaga. Praise God. Pero ito, hindi pa nangyayari. Yung promise pa lang ni Lord, he was already giving glory and praising God. Hindi siya nayanig. Alam niya kung sino si God. Alam niya si Lord, hindi papalya. Alam niya kung sino yung God na nagsabi sa kanya na, I have made you a father of many nations. Hindi niya alam siguro pa paano mangyari, pero alam niya kung sino si God. He faced the facts, yes. But he was constantly growing and his faith was growing and strengthened because of who God is and the promise of God, that truly the God that he served is the promise giver. It was a done deal. He already received the promise, yet he was waiting for it. Kaya may tinatawag tayong already but not yet. Because of the promise of God, I already receive it. It's done. It's yes and amen. But not yet. But I'm gonna continue on giving glory to God and praising Him. Blessing His name. Miski hindi ko makuha yung promise sa lifetime ko, alam ko mangyayari ito sa mga anak ko at sa mga henerasyon. If I walk faithfully for the footsteps of faith, and I'm gonna please God based on faith, it will be done. Amen? Ito pa in verse 21, fully convinced that God was able to do what He had promised. Fully convinced. Lord, miski imposible yung scenario. Lord, miski, Lord, in my own eyesight, Lord, this is impossible talaga. Lord, talagang hindi ko alam anong gagawin ko. Wala na yatang hope in the natural, but thanks be to God. Deep within Him, in verse 21, fully convinced that God was able to do what He had promised. Abraham fully trusted God, the promise keeper. He was trusting the promise keeper, not just the giver. Whatever God has said, he knew that God will fulfill what he said and the promise will be fulfilled. He knows his God. He was fully persuaded. In other translation, fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. Are you fully persuaded? Are you fully convinced? Do you fully trust God and who He is and the promise that He has given you, that He's able to fulfill that? My friends, whatever the promise that God has given you, maaring 10 years ago pa yan, I just want to let you know, God will able to do what He has promised you. He is committed to what He said He's gonna do. Why? That's who our God is. Our faithful, powerful God. I can't help but to mention Pastor Romel and his wife, Maan. They waited for many years. They waited for years to have a child. And it took them 6-7 miscarriages for them to receive the promise. And they have now 3 wonderful children. But imagine the waiting. Imagine the agony. Praise God for Maan and praise God for Pastor Romel that they did not waver with their faith based on the promise of God, but fully convinced that God is able to fulfill what He had promised. You know, I want to end up with a story. My story, last year, exactly at this point, at this date, nasa US po kaming buong pamilya. And it was an opportunity to bring my family to the US. But we have to face the fact. We need to get the visa. And yung visa lang, ang laki ng gagastosin po namin. At iniisip ko, I have to believe God for God to raise that money. Imagine yung pagpunta namin po sa States na hindi siya low season, peak season po siya. Okay, so imagine from the Philippines to Hong Kong to the US mainland in the West Coast area in Los Angeles where we stayed in our relatives. We have to prepare for that money and our trip, okay, from the West Coast to the East Coast where yung nandito po yung ano yung Every Nation World Conference po natin. So for 21 days pala, we stayed in the United States. I just want to let you know, the Lord provided for all our needs. My faith is, Lord, hindi kami magkakautang. Bayad lahat ng bills namin, bayad lahat, pati tuition fee, Lord. Pagdating ko Pilipinas, Lord, hindi kami magkakautang. True enough, the Lord provided. I don't know what happened. It was a big, huge amount of money. But when we were there, alam niyo po ba, kami pa yung nagbe-bless. May mga opportunities for us to bless our relatives, our bless the people that we've been meeting. Why? Because I'm not just there to receive. I was not expecting them. For them to give me money, I was the one, in a way, blessing them. And what a blessing to become a blessing, because that's the promise of God. And we were giving God the glory. We faced the fact that, yeah, Lord, to our own bank account, it's impossible. But we knew God will come through. But true enough, favor after favor, just trusting God, fully convinced that God will be able to come and provide all our needs. I just want to encourage you. Yes, we have to face the facts. But God is our source. God is our ultimate source. And it all comes from based on the foundation and the anchor of our faith. Can you say amen? I'd like to pray for us today. And I hope you're encouraged. I hope you're fully convinced and fully persuaded that God is able to do all that He promised for us. Let's bow our heads right now. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank You that You are a faithful, good, loving, and a God who's both promise giver and a promise keeper. Lord, I pray that we will embed this straight in our hearts, knowing that whatever the fact says, we are fully convinced that God is able to provide, because You are a God, as Abraham says, a God who gives life to the dead. That's why we pray for sick people. That's why we believe for the supernatural. And not only that, but You can call into existence the things that do not exist. Lord, whatever the situation is, we call unto You as the one who will provide miraculously, Lord, those, Lord God, yung mga naapektuhan, Lord, who's lacking funds, those na, Lord, naapektuhan dahil sa pandemic, sa crisis, na pati yung kanilang trabaho, naapektuhan, Lord, na nawalan ng trabaho, na shift yung kanilang career. Lord, maraming salamat na You already prepared them. That's, there's already a work, a place for them, and that they will not miss it. Lord, thank You that we are in the middle, that our faith is being tested, and the promise of God is being tested. Lord, I pray that we will not waver in unbelief, but we'll continue on strengthening our faith, because You are a God who is the giver of the promise, that You are the God who is the promise keeper. And we declare that today, that the promise stands still. The promise that You've given Abraham, to David, and to the Gentiles and to the time of Jesus until us right now, you will fulfill the promise that you promised Abraham. And Lord, we receive this by faith as a guarantor, an inheritor, Father God, at the same time, an heir of the promise, Lord God. Lord, increase our faith today that they will see the light of the gospel in our lives. As you test our faith, we will end up triumphant, victorious, overcoming faith, that even today, we could believe, God, for your provision. To those of you today who's believing, God, for provision, I declare that today with the promise of Abraham, that God is faithful and He will provide for all our needs. Not just enough, but more than enough. But God is our provision for protection every single day. To all of you, frontline workers, to all of us who's going out, pag nagkaroon na po ng MGCQ, sana, by 15, by faith, at magkikita-kita na po tayo, magre-reopening po tayo sa ating center, I just pray, Lord God, that, Lord, there will be a rebound, that there will be a full recovery, Father God, of provision and even protection. Those of you who's needing healing today, I declare the healing and the power of God to be upon us. Now, I just want to pray. It all started with this faith called the saving faith of Christ. Everything boils down. It all started with faith. And if you knew that you are living in sin and you don't have Christ, God wants to forgive you. And we can be saved today by the finished work of Christ, that He was raised for our justification. And then we could receive the promise of God. Can I pray for you today? If you're here today and you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Lord wants to save you, forgive you, and grant you eternal life. I'm going to pray for us today. Will you bow your heads and close your eyes? I want to pray for you. Repeat this prayer out loud, if that's who you are. Lord, to those who are first times, or maybe second time, and they want to give their lives to Christ, repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, say it once again. Lord Jesus, I repent of all my sins, and to fully trust on the finished work of Christ when you gave your life for me, Lord Jesus. Lord, today, I receive your forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive today Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. Thank you for this new life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Lord, I pray for that person, that, Lord, that life will be altered because of your goodness. If you pray this prayer, on your screens right now are numbers that you can call. Please do connect with us. We're going to get back to you, and we're going to share with you, you know, some great things to this so-called adventure and journey of faith. Praise God. I hope you'll do that, and we're going to wait for your call. So sa lahat po na andito ngayon in our service, I want to speak blessing, and I'm grateful that in spite of this lockdown, let's be in faith na magkakaroon na po tayo ng MGCQ on the 15th, and so let's continue to walk in this journey of faith, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the promise of God be fulfilled in our lives because of the finished work of Christ. We speak blessing, the gift of righteousness, peace, joy, protection, and the provision of the Lord be upon us in Jesus' name. Praise God. God bless you all, and have a great day and a great week. Praise God.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.